Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. The Grinch says, does the Purdue game before the Missouri versus Georgia game take too much out of Mizzou? As a dog fan, I believe that's the trap game for Georgia and not to disrespect Mizzou. I don't think so because it's just too early in the season. It's just too early in the season. I mean, you're just starting to play real football at that point, so I wouldn't think so. I mean, I would think that Missouri's going to be primed and ready for Georgia. I think Georgia is going to have to play well to go into both Columbias and come away 2-0. I think that's a tough challenge. Early in the year with the changes that have happened at Georgia, I think both those teams are legitimate contenders in the SEC East, and therefore I think going to both of those Columbias is going to be a challenge. I'm not saying that Georgia can't or won't win both games. I'm just saying I don't think it's going to be easy. I think both of those games are going to be perhaps surprisingly competitive games. And I almost doubt you're going to win both of them. I just think at least in one of those two games, you're likely to go down. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's the new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell. The construction is set to begin this summer of 2018. Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson University. There's only one lake. You're running out of time. Tosh Boyd tweeted, I don't know now. I lose all track of time. A week ago, maybe, and wrote that they now had more reservations than spots. Now, again, only a certain percentage. And in this case, it's a really high percentage, but it's still a percentage of people actually wind up fulfilling their reservations. So the bottom line is you're running out of time. You're running out of time. If you want to get in on this opportunity, you really do have to act. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a unique concept that blends the ownership of condominium, the amenities of a resort, the ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program, 118 residences, mix of studio, two-bedroom, three-bedroom condos. The resort will include a lobby bar with food service, a pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, 50-yard football field for families to enjoy, an expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge will also have modified hotel services such as housekeeping and maintenance so owners can enjoy their time at their home without the hassles and upkeep of owning a home. Yes. But Lakeside Lodge is more than just a development in Clemson. It's a place for Clemson Nation to gather. Condo owners will have the option of renting out their residence while they aren't using it, or in the case of most of the 2- and 3-bedroom units, you can lock off portions of your residence, use part, and still rent 1 or 2 of the bedrooms depending on the unit. This is Lakeside Lodge, and the parcel of land is heaven sent. There's nothing else like it. Trust me when I tell you this. Go see Tosh Boyd. He's leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday in the new Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales office. Go see him. I promise you will thank me later. All right, let me get back to the list. We left off Ramona with number 12, and 12 was Wake Forest wide receiver Greg Dortch. Number 11, then, and this is where this list gets most interesting to me. 11 and 10. Number 11 is Jerry Judy, Alabama. Now, Judy had receptions totaling like 260 or 70 yards last year. One of the main reasons was that he had, well, guys like Calvin Ridley were on that team, and there was other experienced talent at wide receiver on that football team. But one of the other reasons was that Jalen Hurts was throwing the ball. And obviously, in the case of Jerry Judy, he's a freshman. But Judy is a freak of nature. Judy is at least as good as Calvin Ridley at the same time. And I think he's only going to get better. And I think he may actually be a little more explosive than Calvin Ridley. We'll see about that long term. But I love Jerry Judy. When I saw him in the spring game last year, I was really impressed. I came away not just talking about Tua Tagovailoa, but also talking about Jerry Jeudy. I think Jeudy is a big-time talent, a future round one draft pick. And the only reason he's at 11 on this list is because he hasn't yet demonstrated it. I mean, he's just scratched the surface. Again, if I was rating this list on NFL potential, Jerry Jeudy would be, in all likelihood, if I was rating this list on NFL potential right now, I would have Jerry Jeudy three. I have him 11. And again, that's not a commentary on his ability, because as I indicated, if I'm rating it just based on talent, he's three. I love Jeudy. If Tua Tagovailoa is the quarterback at Alabama, good luck covering Jerry Jeudy. Good luck. You're going to need it. Number 10 on the Road Rage top wide receivers in college football. Number 10 is Clemson wide receiver T. Higgins. This is exactly the Jeudy situation, except I think Higgins is even more gifted than Jeudy. If this list was based on NFL talent and potential, T. Higgins would be one or two. He'd be ahead of Jerry Jeudy. He'd be one or two. I think he's as gifted as any receiver that's ever played at Clemson. I think he's going to do remarkable things. I expect him to have a 1,000-yard season. I expect him to be a big-time deep threat. I think all these things are going to happen. But based on the fact that, again, this is a college list and a lot of these other guys have been more productive to this point, that's how it works. You know, he was a guy that, for me, in a way, he was the toughest guy to position because a part of me wants to put him one. I mean, how many times have I said I think Etienne's the most talented back in Clemson football history, or I think that T. Higgins is the most talented receiver in Clemson football history. You know, he's just sensational. I mean, I think he's going to be impossible to cover, a really difficult challenge for everyone to deal with. You know, that's who I think he is. Again, that's why, in a way, I'm linking him with Jerry Jeudy here, because I'm putting those two guys 10 and 11 while I'm saying I think they're both top three in talent in the country. There's only one other guy I put on their level. And again, I'd have Higgins before Jeudy, in part because Higgins is 3 inches taller than Jeudy. And that's a pretty significant difference. And Higgins may be more explosive, too. So I think there's that. 616 asked if I said Mims from Baylor yet. I didn't. Mims has not made the list. Mims was on my master list. And you asked me about somebody else, too. Juwan Johnson. He was also on my master list. Neither one of those made this list. They're both on my 50 or 60 list over here, but they did not make this list. So T. Higgins is number 10 on the list. And again, from a purely talent perspective, either one or two. I just think he's that gifted. And I think he should have a sensational year and go on to do really big things. So T. Higgins makes my list at number 10. Number 9 on the Road Rage top wide receiver list is Jalen Smith from Louisville. Jalen Smith is another big-bodied wide receiver, 6'3" plus. Louisville did a lot of different things with him. You know, they'll get him the ball on rub routes. They'll also stretch the field with him vertically. He's a 6'3" guy with long speed and is pretty physical. He's a talent. Jalen Smith is a talent. The ACC, as you can see in this list, with, you know, even in this short section, guys like Greg Dorsch and T. Higgins and Jalen Smith of Louisville. And again, Smith makes it at this point based not just on his talent, but on his productivity. I think Smith is a big-time talent, and I think he should continue to do really big things at Louisville. So that takes us up to the top eight of the Road Rage wide receiver draft list. Number eight is Deebo Samuel of South Carolina. Now, some of you Gamecocks are not going to like the fact that I have Deebo Samuel 8. Some will think that he should be higher. There are a number of factors for why he's not higher, including the fact that everyone around him, everyone else on this list is also hyper-talented. I mean, Deebo Samuel, there's a lot to like. First of all, he's surprisingly physical. And even when he doesn't have separation, he'll make plays on footballs just because he's that physical. He wants it more. He has good hands. He's a good athlete. Obviously, we've seen that on kick returns, his impact in special teams. Look, the reason South Carolina beat NC State going back to last year is he returned the opening kick for a touchdown. That's the reason. I mean, he's a unique talent. He's great in special teams. He has the chance to be a dominant receiver. The thing is, and one of the reasons he's eight is he hasn't achieved that as yet. He has not yet become a dominant receiver, and it's been injury. Injury has been a big part of it. But he only has a handful of touchdown catches in his career thus far. Five, I think. And that's not what you would expect from a guy who people view as a top wide receiver in the country. He's not yet cleared that hurdle. And that's the other thing. He's coming back from a significant injury, as Texture 616 correctly says. And so that's an impact. You know, it's sort of like a deduction in this consideration because he has to come back and prove he can do it on the field and prove he can stay healthy and all these things. There's a lot to like about this young man, mostly his toughness. Deebo Samuel is not just a good athlete, but he's just tough. He's tough. He beats people mentally. He beats people physically. He'll talk to him at times. He plays with no fear. There's a lot to love about the player. A lot to love about the player. He's gifted. South Carolina, I'm sure, is thrilled to have him back. And he should be poised for a breakout year. Now, again, his top year thus far is 2 years ago. It's like 52 catches or something. And he's not yet become a dominant factor in the red zone, the end zone, and putting the ball in the end zone. So we'll see. And by the way, 616 says that he doubts that he'll return kicks this year. He may not. They may have bigger concerns about the injury. On the other hand, he's so impactful in that area that you hate to lose that element. All right, here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break. I'll tell you who the top seven are when we get back. Before we do, let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. Look, Joe's is an incredible place. I mean, if you're looking place to take the family this weekend, it's affordable. The food is friggin' incredible. I mean, it just is. I mean, your meal starts with the garlic knots. They smother them first of all, they stuff the cheesy filled ones with hot, melted, cheesy goodness. And then they serve it with the marinara sauce. Of course, they smother it with the grated cheese, but they serve it with the marinara sauce. That sauce takes them 8 hours to make. Mange, it's the finest sauce you'll ever put in your mouth. You dip it in that sauce, it's like you died and went to heaven. You don't even need anything else. You could just stuff your face with the garlic knots, with the cheesy stuffed garlic knots and the marinara sauce. But you will. You'll move on. You'll move on to the pepperoni twist platter, which most people don't finish, or the meatballs and marinara, which are incredible. These are the appetizers. And then And then you go to the entrees, the Taste of Italy, a sampler platter, the chicken parm, which is great. The lasagna, real homemade, authentic lasagna in Clemson, finally. The pizza, which is award-winning. The desserts, which are all homemade. It's just it's an incredible place to bring the family for dinner. Get out to Joe's. You'll thank me later. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break. When we get back, I'll tell you who number 7 is on my wide receiver list.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Fort Knox Climate Storage of SC, now offering online rentals. No need to visit the office. Fort Knox makes storage easy, offering 24/7 digital video monitoring, fenced property, security lighting, and climate control. Located across from the Michelin plant in Sandy Springs, their plans offer options to fit every need and budget. Military discounts available. Rent your unit online today at FortKnoxClimateStorage.com or call 502-0099. Fort Knox Storage, where top-notch security is the standard.
Trucks cost less than Traveler's Rest at George Coleman Ford. You can't go wrong with a Ford truck and money in your pocket. Check out the 2018 Ford F-150 XLT with 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit and $2,500 rebate. There are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. A 2018 F-150 XLT with 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit and a $2,500 rebate. Nearly 90 years in business, George Coleman Ford.
Capital One presents Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Oh, Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app. The Louisiana purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Relax. We're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Dabo knows the gridiron. Brad knows the hardwood. Monty knows the diamond. And the clever people know real estate. Serving the upstate as the top team of your local Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner office. The clever people have a proven track record of selling homes faster and for more money than their competitors. Built on a philosophy of putting people over profit, the clever people know how to protect you and your investment. Call 864-940-3777 to put them to the test. Go Tigers!
Upstate Warrior Solution is having its first annual poker run Saturday, July 14th. Registration is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson. Vendors, food, and door prizes are available for all participants. $10 for single riders and $15 for couples. All proceeds will go to Upstate Warrior Solution to assist veterans in finding housing, employment, VA benefits, and other critical needs. UWS's first annual poker run Saturday, July 14th at Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
You're all worthless and weak. Now drop and give me 20.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Baby, do you understand me now? Yes, sometimes I seem a little mad. But don't you know that no life can always be nature?
Walt up to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Lots to get to. I'm getting some really interesting texts on this list, and people wondering about this guy or that guy. People on the text line did an outstanding job this afternoon.
I got one on the Health Air text line.
Okay, go ahead.
It says, hey, Walt, tuning in late. Is Jonathan Giles on your list?
No. You're talking about the Texas Tech transfer to LSU. I would imagine. And he was Texas Tech's leading receiver. And he's about 6 feet and maybe 180 pounds. He's not on my list for a number of reasons. One, the numbers that get put up at Texas Tech in that passing office are all sort of imaginary. It's really hard to separate the talent from the system. Two, he's going from that system to the polar opposite in LSU. And we don't even know if there's a quarterback that can throw a forward pass at LSU yet. So I couldn't put him on the list. He was on my master list of 60 or 75 guys, but that's a good question. I mean, I considered it. I mean, again, I think he had like 1,200 yards receiving at Texas Tech in his last year, but he's the Texas Tech transfer who's at LSU now, and for the aforementioned reasons, I elected not to put him on the list. Number seven on the Road Rage countdown. Number seven is Kelvin Harmon, NC State. Harmon is just a physical man amongst boys. When you watch him, it's not always about separation with Harmon, although he's surprisingly quick. He's more explosive than he looks, but Ryan Finley doesn't care. Ryan Finley doesn't care whether there's somebody draped all over Kelvin Harmon or not, because Harmon's going to make the play. So Finley's just going to rise up and throw him the ball without any concern for who the defenders are on him. And that was even true against Clemson. Harmon had 150-something yards against Clemson, like 8 or 9 catches. And quite honestly, the Tigers couldn't stop him. The Tigers couldn't stop him. Harmon is a man. He is a physical man, and he is going to be a big-time problem for every team that NC State faces. That passing combination of Finley to Harmon is certainly amongst the best in the country. Amongst the best in the country, because they have such great chemistry, and they're just... And it's just a great combination. And Harmon, there's just a lot to like. Harmon, let me tell you something. Harmon's the kind of guy who, when he's drafted, he's going to go into the pro game and he's going to play well right from the beginning. He's going to surprise people. He's not going to run as fast as some other guys on the list. He's not as glitzy as some other guys. But what he is, he's a physical guy who's going to get a clean release. He's going to make an impact immediately at the pro level. Immediately. He's going to be, you know, J.J. Smith-Schuster. He's a guy like that. He's a guy like that. He's a guy who comes in not as highly thought of as some others, and he comes in immediately and makes an impact because he's so physical. And that's what Harmon is. Harmon's the ACC's most physical wide receiver, and he's going to be a tough guy to deal with. So NC State, number seven, Kelvin Harmon. Number six, if Emmanuel Hall's not the fastest guy on the list, number six is. And I'm sort of going with number six. I think Paris Campbell of Ohio State is the fastest player on this list. And I think it's by a good margin. Paris Campbell can fly. He looks a little like a running back, too, when he gets the ball. Ohio State runs lots of rubs, lots of mesh routes to try and free him up. You know, rub, mesh route, pick route, whatever you want to call him. They will get him the ball on underneath stuff. This is especially true when JT Barrett was there because, again, JT Barrett couldn't throw a ball 40 yards. Now with Haskins, they're presumably going to be able to throw the ball vertically. And that should open things up even more for Paris Campbell. Campbell drops some balls, all right? At times, if there's a question about Campbell, it's probably his hands. It's probably his attention to detail. But There's not a more dangerous receiver with the ball in his hands in America than Paris Campbell. Campbell of Ohio State is a special kind of athlete. Really, really dangerous after the catch. I mean, anytime he catches the ball, he's a threat to take it to the distance. And as I said, he did not have the luxury of having a quarterback who could throw the ball over the top. Now he should, which means he should really explode this year. 616 says, surprised he stayed for his last year. I think he had to prove more. I think he had to get more on film, more game productivity. Because as I said, there are still a couple issues with him. But in terms of his athletic explosiveness, he's just unparalleled in the country. He's the guy. When they run him on a shallow cross or on a rub route or something, he gets the ball and he's running as he catches it, you're in trouble. You're in big trouble. So he's a guy to watch this year. He should really explode this season. Paris Campbell of Ohio State, number 6 on the list. Number 5 on the list, and we're going to stay in the same league. Number 5 is Stanley Morgan Jr. of Nebraska. Stanley Morgan Jr. is incredibly explosive. Regularly beats people down the field. You know, it's funny because he's part of a really good receiving pairing. J.D. Spielman, who was a freshman last year at Nebraska, also a tremendous receiver. Spielman as a freshman had 200 yards versus Ohio State. That combination, Scott Frost isn't inheriting nothing. The cupboard is not bare, cliche alert. When you look at Stanley Morgan and the combination with J.D. Spielman, Nebraska's got one of the best receiving combos in the country. The question is, do they have anyone who can throw it to them? And that's what I would wonder about Stanley Morgan Jr. And I considered putting J.D. Spielman on the list as well. But that pairing of Stanley Morgan and J.D. Spielman is terrific. And Stanley Morgan is still the highlighter. And again, I would think Scott Frost is drooling over the potential inherent in those two guys. Both guys really gifted and talented. And again, Morgan, absolutely a home run threat. Guy can take the top off of any defense. So he's a guy to watch. Number 3.
Number
4. Yeah, I just skipped the number. Number 4 on the Road Rage top wide receiver list. By the way, still to come on the show today, team number 39. You'll not want to miss it, especially those of you who root for team 39. Number 4 on the list is David Seals, West Virginia. Now, this is an interesting player. I spent a lot of time watching film on him today. He's 6'4". He doesn't look particularly fast. And I don't think he is. He had 18 touchdown catches last year for West Virginia. 18. Now, I think he was just under 1,000 yards, but he was a touchdown scoring machine. And what's shocking about him is he's always open. He doesn't look that fast. He almost always gets a clean release, which is the first thing. He doesn't look that fast. When you watch him run routes, you know, you don't think, what? I don't see anything special. It's like watching Greg Maddux pitch or Tom Glavine pitch. You know, you wonder, you watch him and you think, but they get everybody out. Well, that's a little like David Sales is. His route stem is the same every single time. And that's part of what makes him so difficult to cover. I'm not even sure who he reminds me of. Maybe a little bit of Chris Collinsworth as a player back in the day. But he's a touchdown catching machine. He's that, and he's absolutely incredible in that regard. And again, he has a significant luxury of having Will Grier throw him the ball. So, you know, Will Grier has two guys on this list, and now you have a talented, versatile running back at West Virginia, and people think West Virginia is going to be stopped. I'm not sure how. I don't know how anyone's going to stop or slow West Virginia. Texter 616 says, didn't you want to be a quarterback? Yeah. I mean, you know, again, when you look at him, he's a 6'4 white guy who doesn't look particularly athletic. When you watch him on film, you're thinking, you know, how's this guy getting separation? But he does. I'm telling you, what stands out on film about him is he's always open. And I don't mean by a little bit. It's like he creates immediate separation. It's almost like he lulls people to sleep. David Sills, West Virginia, number four. Number three on the list, and we're going to Buffalo, Ramona, sunny Buffalo. Number three on the list is Anthony Johnson, Buffalo. Anthony Johnson is a junior college transfer who, if you watch a Buffalo game, all game long, all you will hear are the announcers saying, nobody can cover Anthony Johnson. Nobody, and they'll go on and on, nobody can cover Anthony Johnson. Guess what? They're right. Nobody can cover Anthony Johnson, not in the college game. He's special. And you know what? Even when they do cover him, he still makes the plays. And they don't care whether he's covered or not. They're throwing him the ball. They don't give a darn. And with good reason. Because this kid's coming down with the football. I mean, he is just special. You have a talented 6'7 quarterback there as well. It's going to be one of the better passing combinations in the country. Look, Anthony Johnson's going to catch 1,800 yards this year, 2,000 yards. Listen, if there's a receiver in America that's going to hit the 2,000-yard mark, it's this guy. Anthony Johnson at Buffalo is a problem. Texter says, sunny Buffalo, go Ramona. Exactly. They have something to cheer for in Buffalo this year with that passing, that passer-receiver combination. And again, if you go watch the film on Johnson, you know, he's a touchdown-scoring machine, and that stuff that they like to say about nobody can cover him, they're right. Then there are two. Here's what I'm going to do, Ramona. I'm going to tell people about Gilstrap Roofing. I'll tell them who the top two are on the other side. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. It's Gilstrap Roofing. When Ramona's house was raining inside, she called my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. They stopped the rain. They'll do it for you, too. They do it for everybody. They've been doing it for everybody for 80 years. For over 30 years, they've maintained an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You know how impossible that is to do? You can't convince three people of anything in this world, and yet that's what Gilstrap Roofing has been able to do for over 30 years. You've heard all the unsolicited testimony from listeners, from callers, from texters about their experiences with Gilstrap Roofing. You'll find the same thing to be true. We get hit by storms in the upstate all the time. We don't pay any attention to our roof. The most important element, the integrity of your home, is your roof. Without your roof, nothing else matters. It's time to get it checked. Gilstrap Roofing will give you a free evaluation, storm assessment. If there's nothing wrong, like with Purple James's roof, that's exactly what they'll tell you. If there's something wrong, they have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. Get it fixed. It's Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. All right, final segment of the show. When we get back, two things. One, we'll tell you who number one and number two are in the Road Rage wide receiver countdown. And then we'll get to Team 39. And I think this team's going to be of a lot of interest in this area. We'll be back.
The countdown is on. 50 days till Clemson football.
Ryan will take the shotgun snap. Here comes the blitz. They jump it outside. Renfro opening on the left sideline. Across to the 30. The 20 stays on his feet inside the 15. And finally wrapped up by Henderson. Inside the 15-yard line.
On the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, we are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Upstate Warrior Solution is having its first annual poker run Saturday, July 14th. Registration is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson. Vendors, food, and door prizes are available for all participants. $10 for single riders and $15 for couples. All proceeds will go to Upstate Warrior Solution to assist veterans in finding housing, employment, VA benefits, and other critical needs. UWS's first annual poker run Saturday, July 14th at Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. Now is the time to buy with sweet rebates on 2018 Escape, Edge, or Explorer. $1,000 rebate and 0% financing for 72 months. Ford SUVs are capable, convenient, and versatile. And now you can own a 2018 Escape, Edge, or Explorer with 0% financing for 72 months with approved credit and $1,000 rebate. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Nearly 90 years in business, George Coleman Ford.
The Surgery Center at Pelham is a fresh approach to the outpatient surgery experience. First of all, we're a smaller facility, so we really are a true team where we make decisions together as a team to care for our patients the absolute best way possible. We are the ones that are successfully performing the total knee and hip replacements as outpatient surgery here in the Upstate. At the Surgery Center at Pelham, our team of medical professionals are with you every step of the way, from the time you enter our doors that morning to the time you walk out of our facility that afternoon. I'm Kathy Witham, one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham, and I want to personally invite you to come see us and take a tour of our surgery center. Meet our wonderful staff and allow us to answer any questions you might have about total knee or total hip replacement surgery. We're just different from everybody else. You'll be impressed. The Surgery Center at Pelham, where we're doing amazing things to improve your surgical experience.
Tip Tula Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, I'm being asked by several texters, actually a number of them, whether Stanley Morgan Jr. is related to the Stanley Morgan who played for Tennessee and the Patriots. I do not believe he is, although what's really strange is he looks just like him in terms of his route running and his body mechanics. But I don't believe that he is. You want to get in 654-7627. Actually, you probably won't have time to now that I think about it. Let's get right back to this because we're going to run out of time here, Ramona. There are two left on the Road Rage top 25 receiver draft. Number two, and we're going back to Ole Miss. Number two is Ole Miss wide receiver A.J. Brown. Brown is a man amongst boys. He is tough. He's physical. He's a surprisingly good route runner. His breaks are clean. There's an efficiency to the way he runs his routes. There's a lot to like about A.J. Brown. He's tough and he's physical and he's a playmaker. And now he didn't play particularly well against Alabama, but he did play well against Auburn. But I think he has the capacity to play well against anybody. From a pro perspective, I would not value him to the degree that I value a T. Higgins or a Jerry Jeudy. I think his question is his athletic upside and how his skills will translate to the next level when all of the cornerbacks are bigger and faster. Collegiately, though, he's a dominant force. He's a dominant force. And he'll continue to be. And again, Jordan Ta'amu will benefit from all this. I think he's going to be, Ta'amu is going to be very good. And he has two receivers on this list and on my list. And I think that A.J. Brown is clearly the best of them and one of the best receivers in the country. You know, he's a guy that's being projected by many as a top five type pick. I wouldn't go that far yet. I have to see how he tests athletically. I don't think it's going to be as good as people think, and therefore I don't think he'll go in that range. I think these are people who don't really understand what happens in the process. I think the truth about A.J. Brown is that he'll probably settle around 20 when all is said and done. And I'm basing that on what I believe to be his top side athleticism. 6'1", 6 is a monster against lesser competition. Yes, that's exactly right. That's why he needs to step up a little against the Alabamas of the world. And that leaves one. And number one on the Road Rage top 25 wide receiver list is N'Keal Harry from ASU. And quite honestly, other than T. Higgins and other than Jerry Jeudy, I don't think there are any other guys. And maybe Anthony Johnson. Other than those guys, I don't think there are any other guys who belong athletically at the top in this group. I mean, obviously, I mentioned already Paris Campbell's the freakiest in terms of speed of this whole list. But I think N'Keal Harry is the best combination right now in the country. He's a great athlete. You know, and when I say great athlete, I don't mean he's 4.40. He's probably 4.5. But he's big. He's fast. He's physical. He high points the ball. He's dangerous after the catch. He's explosive with the ball in his hands. There's nothing not to like about him. He's the best receiver in the country. With all due respect to A.J. Brown, he is not as explosive as N'Keal Harry, and that's the difference between the two guys. And that's why N'Keal Harry holds the top spot. And again, if I was rating these guys based on NFL draft potential, and some of these players are not draft eligible yet, but if I'm rating them based on NFL draft potential, my top five guys would probably be N'Keal Harry and T. Higgins in the same area, Jerry Jeudy, Anthony Johnson, and Paris Campbell in terms of what I think is their ultimate pro potential. But N'Keal Harry is already a physically imposing player. And there's not really anybody who can deal with him. Nobody can cover. Now, some of it's the Pac-12 is not very good defensively, but You could take this guy and put him on any football field in America. He's going to be a big problem. Again, big, strong, physical, fast, agile, dangerous after the catch. There's just nothing not to like. Good hands, high points the ball in traffic. In fact, great hands. There's nothing not to like about N'Keal Harry. So he's number one for Arizona State. You know, the only thing not to like about N'Keal Harry is the coaching staff he's going to play for. That's what not to like about him. That's the big concern that I would have about him. I mean, are they going to throw the ball? I mean, I have no idea what they're going to do. But that's the list. So there you have it, the Road Rage top 25 wide receivers. All right, Ramona, there's one thing left in today's show to do then, and that is to get to team number 39 in the Road Rage countdown. Ramona, then team number 39 is they were 3-5 in their league last year. Team number 39 is the Florida State Seminoles. I told you they weren't going to like this, Ramona. Let me start here. This football team was 3-5 in the ACC Atlantic last year. 3-5 in league. They were 7-6 overall. They got bludgeoned, eviscerated by Boston College at the end of the year. Their offensive line blocked nobody. Nobody. Boston College overwhelmed them at the point of attack, overwhelm them. And now I'm supposed to believe that because you have a new coaching staff and Willie Taggart, that led by Willie Taggart, that you can just come in and sprinkle pixie dust on them and that everything will be okay again? I don't think it will. I just don't think it works like that. I like Willie Taggart. I think he's going to turn Florida State around, but I don't think it's happening this year. I think people think that, well, they were a train wreck last year. Willie Taggart's riding in on his white horse, and he's going to save the day, and Florida State's going to win 11 games again and all that stuff. I don't think so. Vegas doesn't think so. It doesn't make sense. You can't have a team as suspect as this team was last year, and just because you bring in a new coach in year one, think that everything is going to be fine. It doesn't work that way. It takes time. It takes time to sort of rebuild it, to fix the holes, to figure out where the holes are. Not to mention the fact that schematically, you're undergoing a big change. You're going from Jimbo Fisher's pro-style offense into Taggart's system. And that's a significant change. So there's that. You know, then there's also, you know, all the players that they lost. And they lost some significant talent. I mean, they lost Derwin James at the back end of that defense. There's no Derwin James on Florida State or anybody else for that matter. That's a big loss. They lost Derek Nnadi. Derek Nnadi was the fire plug interior defensive tackle nose who no one could push backwards. He was a problem for everybody Florida State played. Well, he's gone. Rick Leonard, the offensive tackle, was actually the most athletic offensive lineman that they had, a former tight end, who actually showed a little bit of potential, he's gone. Josh Sweat, who was probably their best pass rusher. He's gone. Auden Tate, who was their big physical wide receiver, he's gone. Ryan Izzo, who was their tight end, he's gone. These are significant players for a team that wasn't any good. I mean, it's not that... See, I think there's a perception that all is really well at Florida State, that they're still loaded with talent. There's nothing to worry about. No, there's a lot to worry about. That team didn't collapse the way they did because there were just internal issues. Thank you, Grinch. Grinch says, always enjoy the show. Have a great weekend. You too. They didn't collapse from within because there were internal issues. That may have had a part in it, but the fact is they just sucked. I mean, Boston College beat their brains in. I'm not saying Boston College edged them 14-13 as Boston College would have in the past if they were to win that type of game. I watched it. They totally took their hearts away. Florida State quit. They quit. Now, you may have find some inspiration in the new staff. I get that. But does that mean that the offensive line overnight is going to be magically better? Alex Eberle's still the center. You people know what I said about him in high school. You know, he's a bigger, stronger version of a slow guy. But he's still fundamentally a bigger, stronger version of a slow guy. He's not athletic. He does not have the athleticism to get to the second level. I'm still shocked Florida State recruited him. The interior of that offensive line may be serviceable. You have questions at the tackle positions. You have questions at tight end. You have questions at wide receiver. You have some pieces at receiver, but we need to see more out of them because Florida State hasn't gotten really anything out of its passing game to speak in some time, especially as it relates to wide receiver play. It just hasn't happened. The tailbacks are obviously good. Cam Akers and Patrick, that's a nice combination. I believe in the talent of the quarterbacks in Blackman and DeAndre Francois. I think the defensive end, Brian Burns, has a chance to be a special pass rusher. But there are just too many questions in too many areas where Florida State seems to lack quality and or quality depth. This is not a case of this is, again, a prototypical Florida State team that you can fix easily. This team has deficiencies. There are actual gaps and deficiencies for this team. Ramona, quickly, give me their schedule.
Okay, their first game is home, Virginia Tech.
I think they win that by default because I hate Virginia Tech.
And then they have Samford.
Okay, two.
At home. Then they go to Syracuse.
They may lose that game. 2.5.
Then they have Northern Illinois.
3.5.
Then they go to Louisville.
4.
Then they go to Miami.
4.
Then they have Wake Forest at home.
4.5.
Then they have Clemson.
4.5.
Then they go to NC State.
5.
Then they go to Notre Dame.
5.5.
Then they have Boston College at home.
See,
and then Florida.
This is like a 7-win team. They're not better than that. I just don't see it. I mean, I think it's a 7-win football team. It's a 7-5 team, and 7-5. I mean, if I'm being kind, puts you at 39. I'm done.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Sports Flash.
I'm Rich Ackerman. It's been a memorable day at Wimbledon, and it'll stretch into tomorrow because the first match between Kevin Anderson and John Isner went 6 hours and 36 minutes, the longest match in the semifinals in Wimbledon history, and it was won by Kevin Anderson, who outlasted Isner in the final and fifth set, 26-24 to move into the final. Now, the second match had to be suspended because the first one ran so long. Novak Djokovic took the third set in a tiebreaker, 11-9, to take a 2-1 lead over Rafael Nadal. Djokovic took the first set 6-4, dropped the second set 3-6, and they will pick it up tomorrow before the women's final. DeMarco Murray.